the first 4 weeks feels like so long ago, you know, and obviously that was our winless stretch there, you know, 0-4. And if there's one thing I can say, even though including that and then up to this point, with the exception of last week, I feel like we have gotten better each and every week in all phases, in all regards. I feel like that Denver game was an extreme disappointment. It was an embarrassment. It's not the way we play. That's not who we are. And unfortunately, that's the way we did play, you know. But up until that point, I felt like we'd gotten better each and every week. And we had, you know, fought through a lot of things, you know, trying to eliminate the distractions of the bounty. And, you know, the only questions people want to ask are, you know, what's it like not having Sean here? What's it like with the whole bounty thing? And it seems like just a never-ending saga. And yet, I feel like that might be the perception. And yet, in the locker room, and we're tight. We're tight as ever. And unfortunately, things didn't go our way for those first 4 weeks. But then we hit a little bit of a good stretch there. And I think, you know, that Charger game on Sunday night and then at Tampa, you know, I think we got a glimpse of who we can be. And we can be a really good football team. Obviously, we didn't put together our best performance last week in that loss at Denver. But I feel like we have the right type of people in our locker room to turn it around. And certainly, we want to get that bad taste out of our mouth as quick as we can.
What has the film shown you about the Eagles' defense that you will be facing Sunday night?
Yeah, I see a very aggressive defense. I see a lot of talented players on defense. I think the statistics don't necessarily tell the story about the Eagles' defense, because I know they've been put in a lot of tough positions, you know, with you know, the turnovers and that kind of thing, especially early on in the season. You know, they had a lot of short fields they were having to deal with, and yet I feel like they've really played well. Do a great job. You know, they can get pressure on the quarterback. They've got two elite corners, and you know, I think really, all around, it's a very, very solid defense.
When you look at what the Eagles are going through now, they've lost three in a row. It seems like it's kind of like what you guys went through the first four games and everything. I was wondering, like, did you guys ever get a sense of panic that, you know, time was running out, that you kind of had to turn it around really quickly?
No, you know, I think you get in trouble when you do that. You know, this league, I mean, listen, every week is such a challenge, you know, and every team is good. And you got to go out and you got to grind and play your best each week if you expect to win. And so you're going to have stretches where you win a few, and you might have stretches where you lose a few, you know. And I think it's all about the people that you have in the locker room. And I know for us, you know, it's just been about banding together and, you know, not being influenced by, you know, what people are talking about outside of our building. And, you know, just now more so than ever, you know, the fact that we're 2-5, we can't look past anybody. We can't look further down the road than just the next game, the one that's right in front of us. Because here's the thing, you know, we can still accomplish everything we set out to accomplish this year. That's still there for us. Now, is it going to be difficult? Yes, absolutely. It's going to be a tremendous challenge. But I feel like we've got the right people to do it. But you can't take it any further than just, you know, this week, one at a time.
Also, one other thing, you know, there's been a lot of talk here in Philadelphia the last few weeks about Michael Vick and his status. Is he going to be the quarterback? Is he not going to be the quarterback? As a quarterback yourself, I mean, I don't even know if you've experienced this or not, but, like, how difficult is it to kind of wonder 1 week, you know, all the speculation go around 1 week to the next if you're going to be the starter and what that does for the team and everything?
Well, I mean... I know this, back in 2003 when I was with the Chargers, I got benched three times during the course of that season. So, man, I know that feeling. I'm not comparing that to what Vic's going through. I don't know the situation there. I haven't seen any of Philadelphia's offense. We just haven't played similar opponents, you know, to where I've seen anything. So I really don't know, other than just kind of the media stuff that I hear. I came in with Michael Vick. You know, we came in 2001 together. Same year, same draft class. He's played at such a high level, you know, in Atlanta, there in Philadelphia. I think just like all of us, you know, hey, we hit tough stretches from time to time. But, you know, that's always something, you know, you got to work through.
Drew, the Eagles have played the Saints. You guys have played each other a few times in recent history. Do you guys have, or do you have any plays or any games that stick out for you playing the Eagles?
Well, our first playoff win here was against Philadelphia. You know, so that was significant back in 2006. I feel like we've had just some big games with the Eagles. I mean, they've always been a contender in the NFC. We've always been a contender in the NFC. You know, and so it's just been. I feel like those games have always been very meaningful.
With the way the two teams, with the way your records are and sort of the expectations going into the season, do you feel like that gives a little bit of extra juice to this game on Monday?
Oh, yeah. Listen, it's I think both teams want to get back on track. You know, it's Monday night football, you know, prime time. It's going to be, you know, a great environment for football. And, you know, you got a lot of playmakers on the field, you know, on both teams, both sides of the ball. So that makes for a fun, exciting atmosphere.
Just talk about Darren Sproles. He's an explosive player in your offense. Just talk about the addition to him to your team.
Man, he's been awesome. He's been such a great addition. He's such a pro, you know, the way he practices, the way he prepares. Such a playmaker. You know, he's one of the more complete total football players I've ever been around, which is even more impressive just because of his size and his stature, you know. I mean, but pound for pound, he is – you know, one of the strongest, toughest players I've ever been around. And he can do everything. You know, he can pass block. He can run routes out of the backfield. You can split him out. He can run routes. He can, he can pound it up inside. He can run it outside. So there's nothing the guy can't do.
And if you just, I know Jimmy Graham's been banged up last couple weeks, but just talk about the matchup problems that he creates for defenses.
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'6", 270 pounds, and he runs like a deer. And he catches the ball well, and he's just, he's a workhorse, you know. So he's definitely a guy that I think no matter what, you just feel like he's open. You know, you feel like there's a place you can throw it and he can catch it and the other guy can't.
And then last one here, just what is it, how's it tough for an opposing team to come into the Superdome and really be able to play well against in a tough crowd like that?
You know, our fans are awesome. You know, and obviously having the indoor environment, it just feels like it's deafening at times. You know, and we try to keep it that way. You know, the better we play, the louder they get. You know, and so obviously I feel like it can be a great home field advantage. You know, if we make it that way.